Volume 1, Number 17.
Deception. But also, for the protection of my honor, for the consolation of my spouse, for the means suitable to elevate him also to the sublimation of marriage, so that we could restore man and woman to their lost dignity. I embraced the will of the Lord for myself, my spouse, and my creature. I said, yes, for the whole three. As I was certain that God would not break his promise to assist me in my sorrow of a spouse who realizes she is considered guilty, and of a mother who knows she is generating a son to deliver him to sorrow. I said yes, and nothing else. That yes canceled Eve's no to God's command. Yes, my Lord, as you wish. I will know what you want me to know. I will live as you want me to live. I will rejoice if you wish so. I will suffer for what you want me to suffer. Yes, forever, my Lord, from the moment your ray made me a mother, to the moment you called me back to you. Yes, forever, yes. All the good voices of the flesh, all the good passions of the spirit were under the weight of my perpetual yes. And above, on a diamond pedestal, there was my spirit, lacking wings to fly to you, but it was the master of the whole ego subdued and made your servant. Servant in joy, servant in sorrow. But smile, O God, and be happy. Guilt has been defeated. It has been removed and destroyed. It lies under my heel. It was washed in my tears and destroyed by my obedience. The new tree will be born of my bosom, and it will bear the fruit that knows all the evil because it suffered it all in itself and will give all the good. All men will be able to come to it, and I shall be happy if they take of it, even if they do not remember that it was born of me. Providing man is saved and God is loved, let it be done to his handmaid what is done to a clod of earth on which a tree is planted, a step to ascend. Mary, we must always be steps so that other people may ascend to God. It doesn't matter if they tread on us, providing they are successful in reaching the cross. It is the new tree that has the knowledge of good and evil, because it tells man what is good and what is evil, so that he may choose and live. And at the same time, it is a medicine that cures those who are intoxicated by the evil they wanted to taste. Let our hearts be under the feet of men, that the number of the redeemed may increase, and the blood of my Jesus not be shed fruitlessly. That is the destiny of the maids of God. But then, we deserve to receive the Holy Host in our hearts, and to say at the foot of the cross, drenched with his blood in our tears, here is, O Father, the immaculate host which we offer to you for the salvation of the world. Look at us, Father, melted with it, and give us your blessing for its infinite merits. And I give you my caresses. Rest now, my dear daughter. The Lord is with you. Jesus says, my mother's words should disperse all perplexity of thought, also in the minds most confused and muddled by pseudo-science. I said, metaphorical tree, now I will say, symbolical tree. Perhaps you will understand better. Its symbol is clear. The inclination to good and to evil of the two children of God would be understood by their behavior towards the tree. Like aqua regia, that tests gold and the scales of the goldsmith that weigh its carats, that tree, by God's command, became a means of testing, and it gave the measure of Adam and Eve's symbolic metal purity. I can already hear your objection. Was the punishment not excessive, and the means used to condemn them not childish? Not so. Actual disobedience in you who are their heirs is not so grave as if it were in them. You have been redeemed by me, but Satan's poison is always ready to rise again, like certain diseases that never disappear completely in the blood. The first parents possessed grace without ever even nearing disgrace. They were therefore stronger and more firmly supported by grace that generated love and innocence. The gift given them by God was infinite. Much graver is therefore their fall, notwithstanding that gift. Also, the fruit that was offered and eaten was symbolical. It was the fruit of an experience they wanted to have at Satan's instigation to break God's command. I had not forbidden men love. I only wanted them to love each other without malice, as I loved them in my holiness. They were to love each other in the holiness of affections unsoiled by lewdness. It must not be forgotten that grace is light, and whoever possesses it knows what is good and useful to know. Mary, full of grace, knew everything because wisdom taught her. Wisdom that is grace, and she knew how to live in a holy way. Also, Eve knew what was good for her to know, but not more, because it is valueless to know what is not good. But she did not have faith in God's word and was not faithful to her promise of obedience. She believed in Satan. She broke her promise. She wanted to know what was not good. She loved it without regret. She turned love into something corrupt and degraded, which I instead had permitted as something holy. A sullied angel, she wallowed in mud and litter, whereas she could have run happily amongst the flowers of the earthly paradise, and she could have seen her offspring flourish around her, like a plant that is covered with flowers without bending its leaves into the mire. Do not be like the foolish children mentioned by me in the gospel. They heard other children sing, and they stopped their ears. They heard them play the pipes, and they did not dance. They heard them weep, and they wanted to laugh. Do not be narrow-minded. Do not be deniers. Accept the light, without malice and stubbornness, without irony and disbelief. Enough said about that. To make you understand how grateful you must be to him who died to elevate you to heaven and to defeat Satan's concupiscence, I wanted to speak to you in this period of preparation for Easter of what was the first link of the chain by which the word of the Father was dragged to death, the divine lamb to the slaughterhouse. I wanted to speak to you about it because at present, 90% of you are like Eve, intoxicated by Lucifer's breath and words, and you do not live to love one another, but to glut yourselves with sensuality. You do not live for heaven, but for filth. You are no longer creatures gifted with soul and reason, but dogs without soul and without reason. You have killed your souls and perverted your reason. I solemnly tell you that brutes surpass you in the honesty of their love.